Well, I want to share something with you. You know, there's a lot of agitation going on out there in the world. The Nasara Jasara of the Alliance is coming on pretty strong. And of course, the deep state doesn't like that because basically they're going to be spending their money. So they're trying to start a war. And I want to share with you about it. Okay, we're going to call this World War III Begins. You know, I've prayed and asked the Lord, could we pray this down? And he said, no, but we can pray about all aspects of it and see victory in many areas. I want to share this revelation with you first. It's was given to Allison Pound, 7/31/25. The Lord began to speak to me about what he is doing and what is to come. Be not afraid of what I am doing in the earth, dear one. Draw near to me. Though none go with you, run to me. Come right up under my wings. Just as I tell you in my word, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, right? Psalm 91 is in play. I have begun to speak to my prophets about this year of 2025, and I have only just begun to say what I want to say. If you will sit with me, speaking to Allison, I will tell you much, much more, and you will tell the people, and this is how I want it. Remain in my presence and write all that I tell you. 2030 is a year I have not spoken to you about, but I have to some, and I will tell you about 2030. This is just 5 years away from where you are now. I assure you that you will still be here on earth in that year. Now, that would be significant to some. That time is pointed out because it brings us to the mark of the beast, that most think that they will be raptured out of, right? Not so, what the Lord is saying. Remember, you are still in the labor pains, pre-tribulation. You shall still be here and beyond a little while. In other words, beyond 2030. Past 2030 to the end of the tribulation, actually. Some people can't handle that, but they have this wishful thinking doctrine, and it has nothing to do with Scripture. Yes, I know many are expecting to be raptured this year in September, or any day before or soon after. They are foolish. I have not told them the day or the hour of my return, and I will not. And it's totally scriptural, okay? But as time goes on, the wise who have prepared themselves to endure the tribulation will come to know when to expect me. They will have this knowing in their spirit. It will build to a climactic point. The wise also know at what time of year to expect me. This is why my feast days are so important. They teach my beloved to watch, to set a watchman, and of course to search out the real meaning of the feast days, right? It will be important to know the time and the date, the coming days, because the moon and the sun will be dimmed at some point. Now, we know this will be because of several things, because of war, earthquakes, volcanic activity, and other things. It will not be easy to tell by simply looking up. In other words, the month, the season, so on. Darkness and thick clouds on the day of the Lord. Remember, my word says this. There is a day of the Lord. I'm saying this. There is a day of the Lord at the end of the bride's tribulation, just as there is at the end of the church's tribulation. Some people don't know that. The Revelation talks about, well, and also the revelations of the Gospels. The Lord told me years ago that the Gospels were going to be fulfilled worldwide as a parable and as a fulfillment. And as we know, Jesus went out to train up some disciples into apostles for 3.5 years. And at the end of that time, it was basically representative of the first 3.5 years of our tribulation. And also after that, for 40 years, they went out, and 40 is also a number of tribulation, which represents the last 3.5 years of tribulation. And there's a lot of parables in there, a lot of truth in there concerning what's going to happen during those two times. Darkness and thick clouds on the day of the Lord. Remember, my word says this. There is a day of the Lord coming. I will not set aside my word and come on a day that is not an appointed feast. Why would I do that? I am the Lord. My word and I are one. And of course, he gave us those signs and parables, you know, to search him out and to find out these things. Some people just accept what people have to say, but they're not seeking out their own salvation with fear and trembling. I will not set aside my word and come on a day that is not an appointed feast. Why would I do that, right? He put those in there on purpose. They are for signs and wonders, right? The world war will begin to get into full swing at the end of this year, 2025. This is the world war people are expecting, and it's actually prophesied in Scripture. So at the end of the bride's tribulation, and the beginning of the man-child's reign and the church's tribulation, because the church is going to go through a 7-year tribulation after the bride is matured and ready to go forth and be used of the Lord. Christmas in Europe will not be a happy time. Well, it doesn't appear to be. I will have the middle to the northeast of Europe out in the streets this Christmas. Well, their, I would say, paranoia is pushed by the left and NATO that Russia is prepared to attack, while their deep state Khazarians are the ones trying to make this war happen, because they think the U.S. will be forced in on their side. Not necessarily so. That's what the Lord's saying. Ukraine and the Russians are still bombing each other and taking down ships and oil tankers that belong to other nations. And it just looks like we're becoming ripe for a world war here. It will not be stopped, but we need to pray for the good things to happen during this time. The Lord is telling us over and over that he's going to take down many wicked people, and he's going to also take down some people to heaven, because their time is up. They have gone through what they needed to go through, and maybe they're tired or whatever, but they're going to go to be with the Lord. And he continues to speak here. Austria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Germany, Hungary, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Poland, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Switzerland, Ukraine, Belarus, Finland, Latvia, Estonia, and Czechia. So will it spread? Is that what the Lord is saying? Yes, it will spread. It appears that we are at the time of the man-child ministry's anointing, because he's been showing us that. And what happens just after that, according to the scriptures? Well, we can read it here in Revelation chapter 6. I'll start in verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow. And there was given him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. Well, if we look at timings of different periods that are the same as this, we see that God used something like a man-child ministry to bring in these judgments. And, you know, for instance, like Moses, right? The things that have been are the things that shall be. So we know that we can look for things to be repeated. And that's how we know it is a true prophetic word. Well, he was given a crown. He was a ruler. And he came forth conquering and to conquer. And this is, from what the Lord told me, this is Jesus in the man-child reformers that are coming. These are, like in Jesus' day, he was the true head of the church. Well, of course, the Pharisees and Sadducees did not want to accept that. And they made war against him. And that also will be repeated. Now Jesus is coming and has to reach a much larger group of people. It's not just little Israel anymore. It's a worldwide people that he has, and he's going to reach them with this man-child ministry. And, of course, he's going to come, and like Ezekiel 34 speaks about, he's going to come and minister to his people, and he's going to do it in them. As you know, Jesus is coming in us. He's manifesting in us through his word as we humble ourselves to it, and through the Spirit of God that he offers to the church, but few have taken advantage of that offer. They believe they have, just hocus pocus, you know, but they don't. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They're not filled with the Holy Spirit. When God's people came out of Egypt, through the judgments, they went into the wilderness that the Bible calls the tribulation in Revelation 12 and Revelation 17. And what happened there was they were filled with the Spirit of God. So listen at this text here, Revelation 6, 2 on down. And I saw and behold this white horse, okay? And this is Jesus in the man-child movement. He's able to touch the world this way, you know. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come. And another horse came forth, a red horse. And to him that sat thereon, it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So this is a word, this is a world war. And, of course, pray. Anything that's written in the scriptures is not going to be stop. It's going to come. It has to come. Now, we can get prophecies and revelations of things that can be stopped, you know, but if it's written in the scriptures, it's going to come. Okay? And we can see from this that it's going to come after this man-child ministry. And, of course, it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to keep on going. So, back to what the Lord was saying to her, bombs will fall in countries that do not expect war. I believe that's because their deep state Khazarian leadership must die. They are a part of Babylon. He went on to say, no bombs will fall in America at that particular time. Now, we know it's going to come here, but at this particular time, no bombs will fall in America. And I believe this is because America will not effectually join with NATO to defend the deep state Khazarians, who will be bundled by the angels as tares to be burned. You see, God has, in this country, done quite a bit to take down the evil leadership and, you know, ushering down to the prisons and giving them a military tribunal and, you know, doing whatever that ends up being. But they're being removed. He is destroying Babylon. He said he would do it. That's what he's doing. And I believe that America will not at that time effectually join with NATO to defend their deep state Khazarians who are leading all of those European countries and Scandinavian countries. You see, these criminals, just like they're being cast down here, have to happen there too. Okay. And of course, they're not going to go easily. They want to start a war. Well, they've had a war, a really bad one. A lot of people don't know it, but it was, you know, I'll talk about it a little later here. But yep, them too. So the Lord doesn't want America to join with NATO, which is basically deep state. Okay. The leaders of Europe are deep state. Let me say that Cyrus, as you know, discovered the hidden places of darkness, treasures, hidden treasures of darkness. And Trump did that. He discovered that. He discovered the deep state's bank and plundered it. And it's been plundering it for some time now. Not just that place, but other places, you know. He's discovered that. He's discovered the hidden treasures of darkness, as Isaiah said. And so that's a really good proof that he is Cyrus in our day, because things have to repeat, because the Bible says so. So as what the Lord said was that that he's going to bundle these people. He's going to use his angels to do it, like he bundles the tares together to burn them. It is understood that the Europeans and the Scandinavians are not, or the Russians, enemies. They're not ours. They're not the Russians' enemies. It's their leadership that has taken them over through cheating and so on and so forth. It's cheating, murder, bribery, everything that they normally do to take over countries, they do it. Assassinations, on and on. So that, again, the Lord begins to speak here, that, which is talking about the bombing of America, will happen after the World War. And I believe it's to take down our own bundled tares. And I want you to see the order of things he goes on to say. So I'm just trying to fill in some blanks here. Something many don't know is that the main forces of the Alliance of Nations, headed by Cyrus as a type of Trump, are the U.S., Russia, and China, the main forces that we're dealing with there. They're in an alliance, U.S., Russia, and China. They are in an alliance. They want in on the Sara Jasara. They want to be in on the dividing up of all the funds that the deep state has stolen from mankind for many, many years. And that's what it's going to involve. It's going to be another economy. Is it going to be what they say, heaven on earth? No, it's not. I'm sorry to say, no, it's not. Don't believe all of that stuff. But it is very much more honest, even-handed with people, with nations, even poor nations. It's very good government, okay? Can you ever get the world to agree on anything for very long? No, you can't. It's just history. I'm sorry. They do believe that they have the method to bring this to pass, okay? And they've, of course, started on it. And I think there's 209 nations already in the Sara Jasara. And they've got a hook in their jaw, let me say. So these three nations, the main strengths in the earth, U.S., Russia, and China, and they're all in a covenant, a covenant of this alliance of nations, okay? And these are held together by Nasara Jasara, dividing up the money taken from the deep state Khazarian leadership, who rules NATO, by the way. Why would we join with NATO against Russia? Because NATO is totally, you know, deep state. So these deep state and Khazarians, they basically rule NATO and its nations. Our old alliance with NATO was to defend Europe from the Russians, which is pretty flimsy right now. And NATO is very nervous that Trump won't join with them against the Russians. And they're very nervous that the Russians are going to take them out. They might be right about that. But there's no reason for him to join with NATO. He would be joining with the deep state. Our old alliance with NATO was to defend Europe. But the Russians, it's a pretty flimsy at best, this agreement now. And although we don't flaunt it, we have more in common with the Russians, which have also been at war with the same deep state Khazarians for many years. They fought wars with the Khazarians for many years. They've lost a lot of people. They've, blessed the world because all of this sacrificing of babies and things like that, that nasty stuff that they do, that came from the Khazarians. And they put a stop to it in their areas. So the Russians know that these are evil, satanic people. They call them, Putin calls them satanic, you know. And Trump knows they're satanic for many years. So these Satanists want a war between U.S. and Russia. In other words, to take out their strongest enemies. Have the enemies take out their enemies, right? So they want this, and they've tried it several times. Deep state leaders that we've had have tried to do this, and it failed because, Russia is not stupid, and Putin is not stupid either, and neither is the U.S. So they didn't get away with it so far, but they're working hard at it. And initially, I don't believe that this will happen, but later it will. It will happen. They will get their wish. And that's because God wants to chasten the nations. He doesn't want to do it on their terms. He wants to do away with them. He said he was going to utterly destroy Babylon. Babylon has taken over the nations through their cheating and through their murder and assassinations and on. Okay. They've taken over the nations. And he wants to bring down Babylon to bring in the alliance, because the alliance is the kingdom that is going to conquer Babylon. It's being used to conquer Babylon. And you can see in the alliance that the Russians are a part of this alliance with Trump. They have been having constant, communication with Trump and so on and so forth. And the Russians went into Ukraine to basically stop their underground labs that they were making Russian-specific diseases, and they knew it. They went in there to take that down and take down their sacrificing of the babies and on and on and on, taking their blood and so on and so forth. But it appeared that Russia and Ukraine continued on without a ceasefire. And the Ukrainian Nazis will be conquered by Russia because the people are theirs. They believe, all the Russians believe, that these are their people. And the people aren't far from that. The people don't want their leadership to come back. Zelensky, they don't want him back. Okay? And he's probably not long for this world again. So peace is being taken from the earth, okay? The Lord goes on to say that I do not like Christmas. I believe this. I know it's the truth. I've studied it. He said, I abhor the practice. I am making an example of Christmas. This is a purely pagan practice in some of the countries of Europe, and I am targeting these places. Okay? After all the principles of Christmas are contrary to what we see in scriptures. Just study it yourself and you'll see. God said, when you have a party, invite the poor, because they can't pay you back. Don't go to a party where you give a present to somebody that's going to pay you back, right? Well, that's what Christmas is all about. Give because they're given to you, right? Well, that's not Jesus' way. And the principles, none of the principles of Christmas are Jesus' way. Anybody can do a light reading of scripture and find that out. And I want you to know that there are goat nations and there are sheep nations. And I am causing a separation. Those who want to be sheep will have to leave the goat nations, because they will not be safe places for my people to reside. There is going to be a great migration of peoples. Yep. The turmoil of this world war will irrevocably affect the whole world. It will change all the nations. Some people wonder why we talk about a refuge. Well, one day, very shortly, I believe you'll find out why we talk about that. Our main refuge, of course, is to abide in the secret place of the Most High, Jesus Christ. And that'll handle you anywhere. But there will be much finger pointing, he said. Well, I'm saying, just remember this, Islam, as usual, will turn against the nations who are taking them in. That's consistent. Look at the history. Just look at the history. People that don't are pulling these people into their country. It's the biggest antichrist religion out there. Okay. And Australia, which has been criticized much for the boat people fiasco, will open its arms and welcome war refugees. But there will be a cutoff point where leaders will say they can accommodate no more. Every one of them should be saying that. Yeah. So this will be an overwhelming time for many, and it begins at the end of this year of 2025. So remember that. That's part of this thing from 2025 on. This war will continue. And my point is, safety will be found personally in those who abide in Christ's word. Psalm 91, 1 through 16. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's Jesus Christ, right? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a place of safety. And miraculously so, as you read the rest of Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. We should say that, you know. It's a confession. It's a good confession. It's one that God honors, right? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And there's plenty of snares out there. They just love it, you know. And from the deadly pestilence, and we've seen the pestilences. You say, is God not going to totally stop the pestilences? He's going to make you immune to them. That's better. He's given us immunity to them. In other words, that means the unbelievers get taken out and the wicked get taken out. But the believers can endure through this and be stronger. Yes, can He take them? Can He stop them? Yes, He has stopped them. But He's also let them come. And people are learning that they need to get in the Scriptures and abide in the secret place of the Most High, which is under those promises, right? He has promises for all of this. And from the deadly pestilence, He will cover thee with His pinions, and under His wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. There's your protection right there. His truth. People don't want truth. They want religion. Just go to school. Learn how to be a preacher. Come tell me what the truth is. I don't want to study it for myself. That's the attitude that they have. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. For the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You know, you don't get to see pestilences very much, so they're all pretty much in darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. By the way, they never have isolated a COVID. Did you know that? It's never been isolated. But I will say this, when the flu symptoms, the people that are infected with the flu, when that goes down, the COVID goes up. In other words, they're taking the flu symptoms and adding them to the COVID. Everything's COVID. Everything is COVID. Some goofy things they just add it to make it a COVID. This is COVID. That's COVID. And they pay people. And they pay the doctors to call it COVID, whether it is or not. They get money if they can call it COVID. So you see, it's the vax. That's the danger. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. There it is, the promise. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. Well, that just means you're standing in the middle of it and you're still being protected, right? For thou, O Lord, art my refuge. Thou hast made the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. All of these promises are totally worthless until you mix faith with them and act on that faith and speak that faith. Confess that faith as He told you to do right in the beginning. For He will give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot, because He hath set His love upon me. And how does Jesus say that we love Him? If we keep His commandments. Some people ignore His commandments. They ignore His promises. And it will be to their detriment. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And Joel chapter 2, verse 1, you know, blow the ram's horn in Zion. This is the text they were using, obviously. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who dwell in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Indeed, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and blackness, like the dawn overspreading the mountains, a great and a strong army appears, such as never was of old, nor will ever be in ages to come. And Joel 2 and 31 says, the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and terrible and terrible day of the Lord. Okay. So what I want to share with you is what I've already shared with you, for years. And that is, there's a day of the Lord at the end of every tribulation. The church, the bride has been going through a tribulation, with persecution and such. And at the end of that tribulation, there is a day of the Lord. That's what we're coming to. And of course, at the end of the church, 7-year tribulation, there's another day of the Lord, which is the worst and the biggest of those. Okay? So, and in this day of the Lord, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Zephaniah 1 and 14 says, the great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord. Then the cry of the mighty will be bitter. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. So, I'm going to call this next one, we are now in that season where everything will change. And this is true. This was given to Allison Pound on 6/11/25. And here, Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025, she says, this is to be a year like no other. Many things shall come to pass, most of them judgment events. The world war will begin in earnest. Europe and all of Europe will be drawn into this war. And as I told you, the French president will draw France into the war. Putin will continue his conquest of the lands unabated. This is what the Lord was saying to her, right? So Putin's not through. God's going to use him, okay? In effect, I believe that he will liberate nations from the satanic deep state Khazarian leadership that has taken them over. Now, we know that's happened to Europe. We know it's happened to Scandinavia. It's happened to them. It happened to us, and these people are now being thrown out here and taken to Gitmo and so on and so forth, okay? But it has to, it's all got to come down because it's all Babylon. And God said he's going to utterly destroy Babylon. Babylon has to fall so that the alliance of nations, which was Cyrus of the Medo-Persian Empire, who is a type of Trump, who is doing the same thing Cyrus did, okay? And that one thing that Cyrus did that Trump's doing is he is handing out Babylon's money to God's people to go back and rebuild their kingdom. It's dead on, folks. I mean, there are people saying, no, no, no. Yes, 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 it's happening. So sorry. So he says Putin will continue his conquest of lands unabated. I want to tell you something about Putin that I know. He's a guy that has a conscience. There is no such thing in the Khazarian deep state leadership. There's no such thing as a conscience. Anybody that would do that kind of stuff to babies and murder people and raise up ISIS and do things like that, you know, to kill Christians. And as you know, Trump just hit ISIS a major wallop because they were killing the Nigerian Christians, and they'd killed thousands of them. And he went in there and took them out. And God used him. So, and they're very thankful, very thankful. So, in effect, Putin's going to liberate some nations from this satanic deep state Khazarian leadership, because these people are utterly stupid, and they will invade your whole country with people who are antichrist and take you over and murder you and rape and on and on and on, you know. And hey, they're waking up too late. Their leadership won't back off. Their leadership won't save them because they want them to destroy them. So God's going to use other methods to bring them down. He went on to say, this is why all of Europe will be drawn into the war. Yeah, all of Europe has been taken over. And then other nations on other continents will come into the war. So it is going to grow, you see. Let me say, tell you something about war. God says, I kill and I make alive. I, the Lord of hosts. When there is a war, nobody's going to die by accident. There's no such thing as accidents with God, you know. And even if he takes a good person home, it's God's will, you know. He can do that. But a man can receive nothing except it come from heaven. We need to learn that. God rules over the nations. The Bible says he has authority over the vessels of honor and the vessels of dishonor. And he uses them all in order to teach his people good lessons. Okay. And sometimes the wicked come in the stead of the righteous and they get taken out. That's happening too. So these other continents will come into this war, sending troops. And by the end of this year, the world will be a very different place. Much will happen in this second half of 2025. Of course, you remember the date up here that this came. So this is so. This is happening. Strange alliances are happening too. And I believe even more in 2026 than what we've seen this year. So, I want you to but he's just speaking up to that point, you see. So, I want you to understand one thing clearly. When war breaks out later this year, this is not the beginning of the Great Tribulation. I have told you what kicks off the tribulation. And I am not pleased with what some are saying, leading my flock astray on this matter, especially those saying that the tribulation is behind us. And there's those people saying that. He's basically telling you they're foolish. Okay? The foolishness that I am seeing in my people is to be stopped. It will be stopped when they are dropped right into the middle of the tribulation events. Oh, this is the tribulation, right? One of those things. Oh, this is it, you know. Some of them are not even going to accept it then because they're pre-trib rapture and they ain't going to accept that. This ain't the tribulation because we haven't flown away. No, this is the tribulation and you didn't make it. So remember what I told you, those things that you have been waiting to come to pass. Time is speeding up. You will not be waiting long as you waited 10 years ago, because we were hearing all kinds of revelations that were to happen And some people thought they were going to happen that year and the next year and the next year. And no, everybody's got to hear a warning. If judgment warnings come to pass immediately, who gets to hear the warning? Why would people repent? They'd be taken out before they got the warning. Okay? So when God gives you something, just expect it's not going to become immediate until we're drawing very near to the end. And then things will be spoken that will be immediate. Okay? Meanwhile, he wants to warn people. Okay? So remember what I told you. He said, those things that you have been waiting to come to pass, time is speeding up. Okay? And it will come to pass perhaps in the very day that I tell you that it is time, because he's going to do that. It's time. Or it will be weeks of 7 days rather than months and years. There is no time for months and years now. I will no longer allow matters to resolve over lengthy time spans. So obviously leading up to these last years when all these things were coming together, he was permitting the long time spans to warn people, but now he's going to warn them and it's going to happen. And people who have either learned to listen to the prophets and the prophecies or not. I will no longer allow matters to resolve over lengthy time spans. I am bringing all things quickly to pass, quickly to a head. My judgments are in the earth now, and this is the time of the end. All things come to pass in a short span of time. They will come to pass. This is why I say to you, do not be afraid, because you are going to see some things come to pass very shortly, and we are there. It is time. And this is Tuesday, June the 10th, 2025. Today is the day I have spoken, and it shall come to pass. This is how it shall be in these days at the end of all things. I will speak to my prophets, my true obedient prophets, and say, today is the day. And when they speak my words out, they shall come to pass instantly on that very day. And when I say today is the day, I have told my prophets that everything is about to change. I have been telling them this, and I have been telling you this, dear one, for many months, even many years, and we are now in that season at the end of all time and when everything will change. Of course, we know nobody suspects that the tribulation, which is not far away, is the last 7 years before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Well, that doesn't leave us a lot of time left, does it? In other words, God will have to start saying things and them coming to pass, right? So we are now in that season when everything will change. The landscape, the people, everything. We go from peace to war and from quiet streets to riots in the streets. In America, this will not be in L.A. only, but riots will be started and they will be organized in many of the cities across America. You say, well, this is God in control of the left and the right, okay? Because he is, okay? And he's going to chasten, and he's going to grant relief, and he's going to chasten, and he'll grant relief, and he'll save his elect and take out a lot of wicked. He's going to take out a lot of wicked people in the days to come. And he's going to use drastic methods to do this. One of them is world war. So this is being fomented by the deep state Khazarians, because he's using them to do this, right? And this is just the beginning of the riots. Remember, civil war will break out, and this is just the beginning. All of the above is taken directly from my journal, she said. These are God's words written down as he spoke them to me. They are not my thoughts. If anyone has difficulty digesting them, I recommend going to your prayer closet and waiting there for him. Humble yourself, leave your own desires and personal beliefs outside, and they will block you from hearing his voice. Confess your sins, repent, and you will not hear from the Lord if you do not. There is a right way and a wrong way to approach the throne of grace. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. War has begun. That was the name of this one, Allison Pound. I'm going through some of her revelations here. Allison Pound, Australia, 6/25/25. While I was preparing to publish this, the Lord reminded me of that time when I began hearing military march tunes in my head. It went on for days until Anzac Day, the 25th of April, 2019, when I finally asked the Lord about it. He said, "Get ready, America, for war. Get ready to hear military marches, to see military parades, for shows of strength and power from your nation. Prepare to see posturing of such a magnitude that you will almost laugh if it were not so very terrifying. For America goes to war, but I am not with her. I am not with this nation." We've already gotten prophecies exactly like that from the Lord. God is going to bring chastening on this nation. This nation has heard more of the gospel than anybody, and they're being held responsible. They have rejected the gospel, okay? Even the churches have rejected the gospel for their own little dogmas, you know? So that's dangerous. I'm not with her. I am not with this nation. I have shut the book on this place. For Babylon is fallen. Now, we know that America is a Babylon. And, of course, the leadership of America has been Babylonish leadership, including the Deep State and the Khazarians. My note here is she is both secular, religious, and both are fallen. Okay? The religious has fallen. That is so obvious. A child can read the New Testament and say, "This doesn't look like that," you know. It's just obvious. They're just blindness. She has become the place of crying wolves. Desolation, desolation is upon her. Weep and wail and mourn, you who know what is coming. Anzac Day, by the way, which was mentioned, specifically commemorates the anniversary of the landing of Australian and New Zealand forces at Gallipoli in 1915 during World War I. This one was called War Has Begun, Monday the 23rd of June, 2025. I woke to news headlines this morning. Donald Trump says Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire. Well, that happened, you know. Apparently, the bombing Mr. Trump ordered his Air Force to carry out, this is her speaking, has brought about peace. He promotes himself as a peacemaker. He says, "God bless Iran, Israel, America, and the whole world," quote unquote. Well, God said he said that too, which is not at all what the Lord said to me when he woke me in the night. While you have slept, in that short time, much has happened. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed. More bombs have been dropped. War has begun. The war that will take the whole earth to war has begun. These are the final days before I return. Nothing will ever be the same again. But do not think that this is the tribulation. We are not quite there yet. Okay? First, this war between Israel and Iran happened, didn't it? Okay? And now, America. Then more nations will come in. Egypt will come out in support of Iran. Britain will come out in support of Israel. And so it will grow. The nations will pick sides. Things will heat up in the Ukraine also. Remember, I told you that France will be pulled into the war by their president. Yep. And then there is America. America, the brave, with their oh-so-brave and bold leader. He has put this nation, his nation, to war and painted a target on himself and the nation. You will not have long to wait to see my words fulfilled, because time is so very short now. Much, much will happen this second half of the year, and there will be cities that are not recognizable, bombed into oblivion. Yes, I speak of Tel Aviv and Tehran, and that happened, as you know. That's what they were each sending their missiles in. Tel Aviv was destroyed. And they don't talk about it. And Tehran doesn't talk about theirs. But they both got destroyed. Tehran and Tel Aviv. And this happened. I mean, so this is, I'm just telling you, there's a little confirmation here. And then will come the shot to the head. This is probably talking about Trump, wouldn't you say? And this happened. Keep watching, dear one. Australia will send troops to war at the end of this year. Britain, the U.S., and France also. There will be a patrolling of your coastlines, and you will hear more from your air base here, and not test flights anymore, but surveillance. Tuesday the 24th of June, 2025. I am the Lord your God. There is none beside me. My son shed his blood for all mankind. He paid the debt of sin, that heavy weight which was upon the whole earth. And still mankind rejects my offer of salvation for war. The drums of war are sounding. Mankind wants to wage war. There is hatred and distrust. There is pride and arrogance. There is fear and all manner of wickedness at work. The hour is late. I am coming to make recompense. Before I come, the world will go to war. The cup of iniquity must be filled before I can come and make recompense. This is history too. Because it is written, and all of my word shall and must be fulfilled. And so the season that you are entering is a season of war. The red horse has ridden across the earth. Peace has been taken from the earth. Whatever nations that have been at peace will no longer feel at peace. All nations will be on alert. People who never had to watch their back before will be watching their back. The news reports and all media will be full of war talk, speculations, fear-mongering, false reports. War will dominate the headlines. Very shortly, all eyes will be on America, the eyes of the Arab world, the Muslim world, the eyes of Russia, of China, Canada will be watching. Germany will be watching. The governments of the nations will be paying attention to America, to their claims, and to their actions. In the end, no one will come to her aid, and she will desperately need aid. So in the time to come, America will be under attack from within and from without. And again, this is attempts of people to save their own neck, you know, and they, as you know, anybody that would release diseases like the deep state does, they're willing to kill all of us to save themselves. All of us, you know. They have no conscience. and none, just like the faction, no conscience whatsoever. And none will come to her aid. Revelation 18 and 9, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived delicately with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off from fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city. Now, if you remember in the book of Revelation, entities in the book of Revelation are parables of much larger groups of people. And when he says a city, the great city, he's talking about the great city of Babylon, America. Okay? That mighty city. Some people will say, oh, it's New York, David. Well, I believe that too. You know, I mean, yeah, that's a pretty good symbol of the rest of the rotten world here, you know. So that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Yes, and it's going to be suddenly. Note, when God speaks, he will say a thing is done. The angels do that too. When I first started conversing with angels in real life, I noticed they talked about things as though they were done. And, you know, I thought, hey, it's not done. Look over here. Look over there. What are you talking about? No. And then I realized, oh, they're talking faith. And that's what we're supposed to be doing too. Yeah. At first, you know, it was a little confusing. Okay. But I caught on pretty quick. When God speaks, he will say a thing is done, whilst we may see nothing happening. When God speaks, it is done. It has happened. Because God lives outside of time, and he sees the end from the beginning. And of course, he speaks the end from the beginning. So we must wait for his words to manifest here on earth. Some of you may say the Strait of Hormuz is not yet closed and that there is an agreement to a ceasefire. But wait, watch. If God says that war has begun, it surely has. He sees the end from the beginning, and it's been released from his throne room. Watch, wait, and pray. Put all fear of man out. Pray for your families and loved ones that their eyes be opened to see God's purposes and get in line with them. His ways are higher than man's. Draw near to the throne of grace. And this one, she called Drums of War and the Decline of Nations, Allison Pound, 12:14-25. So now we're getting pretty close here. Babylon will fall. I am the Lord. This is the time of the end. It is time for Babylon to fall. The earth will wage war. War will erupt like a volcano erupting. What is happening now is nothing compared to what will shortly happen upon this earth. I have told you that Mr. Putin will not stop his incursion. He will advance. He will cross into other countries, and I will allow him. I am giving him favor to conquer for a short while. I understand, and if he didn't do it, it wouldn't happen. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven, right? I understand that this is distressing, but these are my ways, my purposes. The enemy is under my control. I can snuff him out in a moment, in a millisecond, but my purposes, my ways, are not your ways. Everything written in my word shall come to pass. There is a time for everything, every season under heaven, and there is a reason for everything to exist, to be born and to die. And all of this is not for nothing. Britain will decline. She will continue to decline until she is no more. Prince Charles, who became King Charles, he will be gone. His son William will not reign, but rather he will decline along with Britain. And this is the nation that gave birth to America. Her wickedness is known. She will fizzle out like a candle. The wick has burned down and is ready to snuff out. Time is up for Britain. Well, we can see how they've destroyed themselves by the deep state leadership that brought in the invasion, and it just destroyed their nation. She who birthed America will watch her die and be snuffed out herself. The House of Windsor is finished. The royal line is finished. I am finishing it. They were a root of the deep state Khazarian Empire. Yes, they were. They were a foundation for it. The succession of wickedness, the flow of wealth, I am finishing it all. I am exposing all that they are. These people are the filthy scum of the earth. Yes, the deep state is just that. Andrew, a former prince, is only the beginning. Bosnia-Herzegovina will not survive as a nation. War is coming. The earth will be overtaken by war. Christmas this year of 2025 will be a very uncertain time across the whole earth. Putin will cross into Poland. Well, he did cross by air into Poland, but not physically, troops. So that did happen. He was testing the water, when he sent his jets over there. I have told you he will not stop. Poland is next. Peace will not reign in Israel. Of course, he had Poland at one time, right? Yeah. Peace will not reign in Israel. Gaza will not be at peace. Trump, the peacemaker, will be exposed. He is a liar. Lies will be told concerning the true nature. This is my note, right? Lies will be told concerning the true nature and allies of this war. But his plan is to make peace for Gaza, and it will not come to pass. He is like his father, the Lord was saying. Well, you say, ooh, that's pretty rough, Well, let me say, so are we all until we're born of God. Who do we belong to until we're born of God, right? It doesn't matter if you're conservative, if everybody likes you, if everybody votes for you, are you born of God, right? And to do the job that President Trump's doing, he can't be born of God because there's too many things you cannot do as a Christian, okay? And I've told him that, right, in discussion. So are we all, we're all like that father until we're born of God. Cyrus, like Trump, wasn't a Jew or a Christian, but he was a type of what Trump is, and doing the same things, But God used both of these men to deliver the people from the Babylonian beast. Yes, he did. And even though Cyrus wasn't a Christian, he didn't have anything bad to say about Cyrus. There's so many places he's mentioned in the scriptures, even when his name is not used. And he never had anything bad to say about Cyrus, because Cyrus was doing the job he wanted him to do, right? All vessels are God's. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Before the year is out, the drums of war will be heard. They will be louder. And who will come to the aid of those countries being threatened by Putin and Russia, the mighty bear? Certainly not Britain. She is in decline, and it will not be like World War II. The United Nations is not really united. The New World Order is coming down. Yes, it is. It's coming down. And it's a nasty one. I mean, it's so good that it's coming down. Whatever replaces it can't be that bad, right? And of course, they're coming down through this war too. The plan was laid out long ago, the system of the beast. And my thought was, and believe it or not, each beast is succeeded by the next beast. Babylon was conquered by Cyrus and Medo-Persia. So, and of course, Trump is a type of Cyrus. So this beast is replacing that beast. We just traded one beast for another beast, right? They don't understand. If you're not born of God, you're a beast. You're a member of the body of the beast if you're not born of God. How many people in America, even in the churches, are born of God, right? We discovered that born of God is just that. They think it's accepting Jesus is born of God. Well, your spirit can certainly be born of God that way, but then if you read the scriptures and repent as you read the scriptures, you get a born-again soul in the image of Jesus Christ. And that's important too. That's bearing fruit. If a person doesn't bear that fruit, they're going to be a worldly person, right? Okay, this is Unstoppable was the name of this. Latanya, Canada, Christ, 12:24-25. I will begin today's prophetic message with Isaiah 26:20-21. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth. Sounds like a world war, doesn't it? For their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. So from this same text, I'll share a little bit more. We see in Isaiah 26:10, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal wrongfully and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Now, we don't want the wicked to be in that situation. We'd like to see them saved, right? But he's saying if you show them favor, they're not going to get that. That's what he's saying there very clearly. And it's true. You know, just let everybody go on with their sin and don't ever spank them. You'll just have a bunch of spoiled brats, right? So, over the past 2 months, the Lord has instructed our group to get tucked away and to brace ourselves in the Word and in the presence of the Holy Spirit, increasing our time praying in the Holy Ghost. As June 20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The Lord gave me a night vision that connected with a dream I had years earlier, and I will first share the recent vision. I was in an earthquake that would not stop shaking. This was in Los Angeles, California. The people I saw anxiously waited with anticipation for the shaking to stop, but it did not. It continued for an extended period of time. The people were terrified, shaken to their core. Well, I know there can be a spiritual revelation to this, but just naturally, I believe the plate and the craton in the United States is sliding towards the west. And it will slide faster when I believe the New Madrid opens up. I mean, first of all, land does not compress very good, you know. If you got a crack and it opens up, it's moving over here, right? Well, they know, for instance, that the plate or the craton is moving towards the west. And that's why California is having so much trouble with earthquakes. And again, when the New Madrid turns loose, it's going to be worse And we also know that from prophecies that we've received. It's going to be worse over there, okay? And by the way, when the New Madrid shakes, it shakes right over here in Tennessee. Although it's much smaller earthquakes, never really had a real bad one here, but the land mass is moving, you see. And you can look at the pattern. I did. I looked at the pattern of the New Madrid earthquakes, and I looked at the pattern on the east end of Tennessee, and you can see the same pattern, but the quakes are very small, okay? And we know that God has told us very plainly that he's going to use earthquakes to separate an eastern fault line and a western fault line to make a safe place for people to go. And even the government knows about this. We've talked to people from the government who came here and told us about it. They said, this is going to be a safe place. Okay, and prophets have come through here and said the same thing. This is going to be a safe place, right? Okay, the people were terrified, shaken to their core, she said. Okay, so this constant sliding could be what's being spoken about here, a quake that doesn't stop. It just keeps on going for a longer time. It was as though I could see different individuals in various parts of the city. Each person appeared to be wondering what was happening and what to do. And when it would stop, their faces seemed to be silently asking, what is going on? And after some time, everyone came to the same conclusion, evacuate as quickly as possible. At that point, the vision transitioned into a portion of an earlier dream, which I will now share. My family and I were having a reunion, and we were sitting in lawn chairs on a golf course. It was lush and green and beautiful, very vibrant on a very sunny day, and we were talking and the children were playing. Suddenly, we heard a loud noise, and a vehicle crashed about 25 feet away from us, and we all noticed it and then returned to our conversations and relaxed again. A short time later, it happened again, and this time a truck, and it landed closer, about 15 feet away. So we looked at it and wondered, what's going on? But again, we sat back down and continued talking. And then it happened a third time. This time it was a race car, a red in color. Probably some good symbolism there. We've had some dreams about red race cars, okay? And it flew in the same way, but came extremely close, within a foot or two of where we were sitting. Everyone scrambled in alarm. The next scene I saw, which the Lord connected in this vision, was a U-Haul truck. And all of us were throwing clothes, belongings, and whatever we could into it as fast as possible in order to move out. And that was how the vision ended. And then I woke up. This prophetic dream is a follow-up to the Lord's judgments against California for its continued flagrant and abominable sins that have reached to the heavens. Prophets around the world were given numerous messages concerning earthquakes in California. In recent weeks, even secular media have begun warning residents of the West Coast, but not with urgency or a call to evacuate. Rather, it has been presented in a casual, nonchalant, and inconsequential manner. I have personally experienced several earthquakes in my life, and this vision was especially heart-stopping because the shaking never stopped. Anyone who has been in an earthquake knows that it usually lasts seconds to a minute or so, and you will wait for the ground to stop shaking so life can return to normal. And during those moments, people often feel frozen, like a deer in the headlights, motionless and dumbfounded. This is exactly how the people appeared in this vision. At another time, the Lord gave me a message for a resident of California. I will read portions of what was given. Thus says the Lord, the hour is late, very late indeed. I want your yes without hesitation, regardless of who goes with you. The words, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. I am judging the nation of California, a Sodom nation. There are no two ways about it. One cannot serve two masters. He will either love the one and hate the other, or love the other and hate the first. Time is very short. I have given this vessel a set period of time for her family to extract themselves from California. It's only a short distance away, but I know I am asking for everything, your entire life. I mean what I say. Move away from California. And she is doomed, and I want you to win. Hurry. It is God alone. And as I was concluding this correspondence, the Lord instructed me further. There must be repentance. Those who wish to come must leave sinful lifestyles behind and depart from California. Let me say, I've said for a long time, it would be wise to leave the big sin cities. Okay? And I'm saying it again, because that's where disasters happen most. If you read the scriptures and you read the judgments and you see the prophecies, a lot of this happens in the cities, the big sin cities. So God is a good father. Many earthly fathers have gone missing, but people often do not want God the way he truly is, protective, corrective, and authoritatively loving. God receives much criticism, yet many people desire Santa Claus rather than Jesus Christ as Savior. I don't like the guy. God doesn't either. He's stealing the glory, right? Santa Claus don't give you nothing. And forget about him going down all them chimneys with that bright red suit and the white fluffy. Forget about it. Kids ought to know better. God will be vindicated in his judgments when all the books are open. Psalm 19 and 9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever, and judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. It is the Lord's mercy to warn, to wait, and to hold back correction, giving opportunity to repent. Ezekiel 33 and 11 tells us that the Lord takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. However, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Yes, I'm going to tell you, we've had many revelations, and God is going to destroy many wicked people for the purpose of delivering the righteous and for the purpose of being a demonstration to the righteous. Because people in America feel insulated, you know, and we have been very much insulated because of our position in the midst of oceans here and so on and so forth. We have been until we had stupid leadership and they invaded us and are in the process of taking us down, right? But the Lord's still having mercy. He's still getting some of them out of here. So once again, come, my people, enter into your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little moment until the indignation is past. Get into the ark of safety, Jesus Christ, and away from the West Coast. The Lord has a controversy with the nation of California. May the Lord bless you. I got news for you. The New Madrid is going to open up too. And it may not be as bad as some of the revelations, but it's still going to open up. And did you know that when North Carolina finished, I think I did tell people this, FEMA went over there around the New Madrid fault areas. You know what they do is they come close. They're not, they don't want to be in the disaster, but they know it's going to happen. Did you know they know it's going to happen? They know it's going to happen. And they were over there already preparing for it to happen. And when it didn't, they scattered, and General Smith and the Marine Commandant and Special Forces Commandant has made war on them because they're a bunch of criminals. And they're there to plunder, to steal, to have you sign away your property and never give it back to you, and all kinds of evil things. So that's why they don't trust. Anything FEMA can do, the National Guard can do better and more honest. And we don't need FEMA. Get rid of it. Thank you, Lord. Great quake and tsunami, Shirley Hinkle, 9/1/2006. And this word was given then. Do you trust me? It's with a heavy heart that I write this. God has spoken into my heart again that the day is coming very quickly of a massive earthquake that will cause a great massive tsunami. There is going to be a massive destruction, no place to bury the dead. He said to me, it's time. Out of death will come resurrection life. Because usually after disasters like this, there is resurrection life being passed out. There is revival that comes forth, more or less. After every catastrophe like this, there is some revival. Because let favor be showed to the wicked, he will not learn righteousness. He'll deal wrongfully in the land of the living, right? So, but let chastening come, and people say, they, as they say, there's no atheists in foxholes. Let disaster come, or let disaster be close, and people start turning to God. So, we will be surrounded by death and destruction, but it will not come nigh unto us if we dwell in a secret place. A great fear will come, overwhelming even the strongest. But with this, God will pour out his peace, and his perfect love will come and cast out all fear. He has set us apart to be his voice in the last days. Those who have been obedient to come out from among them, and be ye separate. When the flood of destruction comes, remember the words that I have spoken in Isaiah 54, he said. This chapter, emphasizes endurance in trials, protection, and perfection. A massive flood will sweep over the land, and as in natural, so it will be in the spiritual. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This also came at the beginning and end of the Gospels. An outpouring of the former rain came to the man-child Jesus at the beginning and to the saints at the end, symbolizing the latter rain coming before on the first fruits and after the first fruits, 3.5 years of the tribulation. So the judgment on this state, this nation, is to redeem fallen man. The backslidden church, it is to awake, stir, and shake and change his people. It is the end. In other words, he's going to have plenty of demonstrations of disaster to warn people that you're no longer insulated here. You know, you can be judged. He can reach you. It is the end of all things, as you know, and all shall be new. Even though you are reading the last chapters and the end of the book, it's really just the beginning, for I am the beginning and the end. Well, notice once again that the beginning and the end are emphasized, and he will come as the latter rain in the beginning to anoint the man-child ministry, and at the end of 3.5 years to anoint those raised up by them. He will come after 2 days or 2,000 years on the morning of the third day or a third 1,000 years, right? Hosea 6:2. After 2 days will he revive us, and on the third day he will raise us up and shall live before him. And let us know, let us follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is sure as the morning, and he will come unto us. They're not paying attention. They're just thinking rapture, 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 right? He will come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain that watereth the earth. Now, that's what he said, right? The last enemy to be overcome is death. Did you hear what he said? The last enemy is death. Now, what does rapture and resurrection do? It destroys death. And if the rapture and resurrection happens at the beginning, what are you going to do with the rest of the people during the tribulation? They don't get to go, right? Oh. So it's the last enemy, the Lord said. That's after the beast and the harlot have persecuted the saints, right? It's the last enemy. And it's the last trump. Oh, there's two last trumps. Have you ever heard that? That's stupid. People will go to such great lengths to save themselves from anything that they're worried about coming, you know. So let us know, let us follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is as sure as the morning, right? The latter rain. So he will begin the last 3.5 years with the mark of the beast to separate the righteous from the wicked. They're saying, oh, we have to stop the mark of the beast. We must stop the mark of the beast. They're making this system to do the mark of the beast. We have to stop them from doing that. Can you stop what the scripture tells you is going to happen? No, you can't stop it. And it's a good thing, because the mark of the beast is going to separate the beast from the righteous. That's what it's going to do. That's what God's called it to do. Multitudes of people who call themselves Christians are going to take the mark of the beast. And it's even being preached out there that the mark of God trumps the mark of the beast, which is ridiculous. They never read the scriptures, you know. So again, they've got to hold to their doctrine if they have to wreck everything else, you know, to make it fit, you know. A square peg in a round hole, you know. There is no time to eternity. Wow, what a thought. His name will be glorified again. His word will become flesh again through his repentant church. God will be glorified. Don't leave yet, Michael. He's not factioning it out. Nope, not Michael. He ain't going to do it. He's a good guy. He is a father to the fatherless. So when you can't reach out to man in this time, remember to call upon your Heavenly Father, and He will be an everlasting help in the time of trouble. As with Jesus when He was raised from the dead, the angel rolled the stone away, and there was a great earthquake. And again, God is going to roll away the stone of death in the church with an earthquake, and resurrection life will come forth. Matthew 28:2, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. So Jesus will reveal Himself again. Truth will be spoken from the pulpits and in the streets again. The church will repent and cry out for righteousness. He will hunger for His presence. He will be a manna from heaven again to His people. Great darkness is here, but God in all of His glory is going to shine upon His children. The church, the true, the repentant will stand in these final days. We are to remain in the city of God. I put that "of God" in there because some people want to stay in a sin city, and well, let me say, things are going to get bad. We are going to be endowed with power from on high. We are not going to run away in fear, but stand and be a witness to this final generation. I agree with that. And this final hour. It's time, and the question that He is asking all of us in this hour is, do you trust Me? Yeah, we're going to find out who's naughty and nice, right? Well, we've shared warnings of God's judgments and that we receive from the Lord about earthquakes and other disasters, because God's merciful and He's heard the prayers and the intercession for mankind. He's going to lessen the severity of earthquakes, and especially in the areas where He wants to save people, and tsunamis that we know are still coming. Huge quakes are going to bring the man-child, right? I believe that there will be a domino effect of earthquakes that travels across the United States and the world. When we were studying this fact about the United States, I believe it was Eve that had a revelation of 7 very large earthquakes that actually went all the way around the world. We have seen earthquakes that did shake the whole world. And you think that that's impossible, but no, it's already been proven. I believe the deep state has prepared the groundwork for this domino effect of quakes by fracking, tunneling, explosions, HAARP, military tectonic weapons, etc., under the U.S. And we have dreams about this, that they are preparing it to be worse than it would normally be. And God didn't stop it. He let them play with their toys and get it all done and get it ready. But there's going to be an effect where it travels across the nation. So they've prepared the groundwork, and God's going to use it. And this domino effect of quakes is going to go forth. And I believe that we have learned that the Lord will use what they have done to make them guilty. But He controls how and when, and He will lessen the effects of revelations that are given sometimes. So this threat is likely coming from the deep state to cause the alliance to back down, but They are constantly arresting the deep state Khazarians, and sooner or later they will take them down. And either way, the Lord said that this judgment will happen for the sins of the people. And here's Sandy's dream about this that she had. It was about the deep state scientists conspiring to set off huge earthquakes. And she got this in 2011. I dreamed I was sitting and listening to a group of scientists argue, and they were talking over my head with their scientific words. And half of the scientists were arguing, we should not do that because we don't know what the ramifications of that are, nor do we know what chain reactions will take place. In the dream, I didn't know what that was referring to. The other half of the scientists began arguing that they do know the outcome of that, as they have calculations and results from previous times that they have done this. So guess what? They've caused earthquakes before, according to this revelation. One man from the group speaking against it interjected loudly with, "Not of this magnitude." Sounds like a bad one, doesn't it? Magnitude, of course, speaks of earthquakes. And they set off a chain reaction of faults that all affect one another. And Sandy Shaw and Rick Sergeant had almost the same revelation that quakes would cross the United States in a chain reaction. Eve Brass had a revelation that seven large quakes would go around the world. And that sounds to me like the skin is slipping, right? And that can happen. It does happen. And I believe that they would use a combination of all these fracking and other methods that they have to connect one fault to another. And I saw a line of fracking that went from the northeast in a straight line down to Fort Worth, Dallas. Who would do such a thing? That's what they did. A line of fracking. If you don't know what fracking is, it's hydraulic fracturing of rock and anything else that gets in its way. Hydraulics is very hard to stop. You can crack the biggest boulder with hydraulics. And so I saw this line of places where they were fracking, and it went in a straight line like they were connecting the northeast to the southwest, or not quite far that far over, down to Fort Worth, Dallas, and below, you know. So what are they planning to do? I suspect a crack is going to go there, you know. And they prepared it that way on purpose. Amazing stuff. They don't care. Well, we've had many scriptures and dreams and visions that speak of Jesus coming in the man-child body of reformers at the time of large earthquakes crossing the U.S. So, and we know from scripture that history always repeats, Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, the things that have been are the things that shall be. There's no new thing under the sun. It's all just a repeat of history. Jesus was the first New Testament man-child reformer who was a type for the coming man-child body of reformers. And scripture shows that Jesus died with an earthquake and was risen to the throne with a great earthquake in 3 days. Jesus' resurrection was also accompanied by the out-resurrection of the saints, which we're expecting to see something about that, about saints who are resurrected, who have been dead, You know, they came out of the tombs and literally they were dust when they came out of the tombs and their body was formed. And they showed themselves to many people at the time of Jesus. You say God doesn't do that kind of stuff anymore? No, you haven't been paying attention. Things are going to be repeated. There will be a repeat. And, you know, Philippians 3 and 11 says, if by any means I may attain unto the out resurrection from the dead. And that's what it literally says, the out resurrection from the dead. At the time of Jesus's resurrection, there was an out resurrection from the dead. And we're going to see some of that. Yeah, people will have to excuse it away one way or another. They can do anything, but it's going to happen. And of course, the numeric pattern is in the words out resurrection. Why they didn't like that, that's the only place in the Bible that term is used. And when you translate it that way, that's what it is, the out resurrection. That happened in Jesus' day at the time of his resurrection, and it's going to happen at the time of the man-child's resurrection. Isaiah 64, 1 through 3, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence. And they will, because many places in the Bible where it speaks of the presence of the Lord coming, it happens with a great shaking. So God's presence is coming with quakes. He is coming in his man-child body by word and spirit as the latter rain. Who got the former rain first? Jesus, the man-child. He got the former rain first. Then he breathed on the disciples. He said, receive ye the Holy Spirit, and they received. Now what's going to happen? The man-child is going to get the latter rain first, because Jesus lives in the man-child by spirit and by word. They're going to get it first, and it's going to be passed on, right? The latter rain, of course, is far greater than the former rain. He said, greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father, right? Greater works. We've already seen some greater works. We have seen some greater works. I could mention a few, but I'm not. The great revival will spring from this. Many lost or apostates will turn to the Lord of the Bible, the real Lord. That's what has to happen. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down. The mountains quaked at thy presence. We didn't look for that, but it came, right? And I'm afraid it's going to be that way. It's going to be a shocker, and it'll probably bring multitudes into the kingdom. Psalm 97 and 5, the mountains melted like wax. That's obviously volcanic activity that follows earthquakes, right? At the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord, the whole of the whole earth. And I received this text that points out that when the Lord comes in spiritual Judah as the man-child, the waters recede. Psalm 114, 1 through 8, when Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion, the sea saw it and fled. The Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams. That didn't just happen there. There were things that happened all over the earth when that happened. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. The presence of the Lord will cause earthquakes and the sea to flee away. What aileth thee, O thou sea? I'm calling that the Red Sea. That thou fleest, it looks like an earthquake and tsunami at the beginning of the wilderness tribulation. Thou Jordan, that thou turnest back, ye mountains that ye skip like rams, you little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. And I received this about a witness with a video showing the Gulf waters receding as far out as you could see. He had the video. I got the link. And it was the Gulf of Mexico draining, gone out. Can you imagine that that can happen? It did happen, and it stayed like that for 12 hours. This guy took a video of it, you know? Strange stuff, right? So you think God can't make a way for other people in the same way? He can. This was because of a hurricane. And there have been pictures around the world where the same thing has happened. It's very strange. I don't know if you've ever seen them on the internet. It's very strange. When people have lived all their life in an area and they've never seen the bottom, and suddenly it's there. You say, what could cause that? We're going to notice that the great shaking is accompanied by the coming of the Lord in the man-child and the change of fortunes from the Egyptians for God's people as they go into the wilderness tribulation. We're looking at, again, the same thing. They plundered Egypt of their valuables, and they went into the wilderness, what? Tribulation. Yeah. History repeats. Now we're about to see Nisara and Jisara go off. They're going to give a bunch of money away. They're not going to give as much money away as they think because they're going to get distracted by a war. So some of that's going to go towards that, you see. But those people who the Lord is actually going to use, you know, with that money to build the kingdom, they're going to get it. God's going to see to it. In fact, He's already seen to it. Okay? And I will shake all nations and the presence and the precious things. That word is actually, first of all, things was not in the original there. The precious there is the desired. The desired of all nations shall come. That's Him. That's the Lord. This is Jesus in the man-child. He's coming. Who is typed by Zerubbabel in this chapter. And He comes with the shaking, the huge shaking that last happened in the time of Paul, right? I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Yeah, and He gave it to His people from the Egyptians, right? Now He's going to give it to them from Babylon. And as we have seen, Cyrus conquered Babylon and freed God's people, giving a gift of Babylon's gold and silver to rebuild the temple, right? And the later glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. We're going to see greater things than happened in the former reign. And He said so too. Jesus said so too. Greater works than these shall you do. And in this place, the true house of God, will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. This shaking of all nations happens at the birth of the man-child ministry. It's only to happen once more since the time of Paul. Just one more time since happening in Paul's day. And he wrote of it in Hebrews chapter 12 and 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not when they refused him that warned them on earth, much more shall not we escape who turn away from him that warneth from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. Once more, so the great shaking that shook the earth that time is going to come again. One more time. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that have been made, of course, by man, right? Anything that's made by man that shouldn't be there is probably going to shake down. And we read about it in Ezekiel too, this great shaking, you know, that those things which are not shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. There you go. We walk in the kingdom, we can't be shaken. The kingdom of heaven is where God rules and we submit. That's where the kingdom of heaven is. And let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing unto God with reverence and awe. And if we go back to Haggai chapter 2, in verse 3, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing? That sounds like the church, doesn't it? They're the house of God, right? The church, the house of God, is a fake mess because it's departed from the word of God. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, which means born from Babylon. He was a man-child minister who was born from Babylon and came to rebuild the kingdom of God. Which represents the first fruits man-child leadership to come out of apostasy. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. In other words, God is going to restore his kingdom. And he's going to use Cyrus, Trump, to help us with that. And because history repeats. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt through the Red Sea, where the wicked were judged, right? Okay. And my spirit abode among you. Fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. And we saw this was also spoken of by Paul in Hebrews 12, right? The great shaking that separated those man-made kingdoms who could be shaken from those who could not. And that is, of course, what God builds. We know in Ezekiel he talks about it, and it every wall fell to the ground in one case. That's pretty rough. That really wouldn't happen at the beginning of the tribulation, or there wouldn't be a tribulation. And the precious things, or desired, the desired of all nations shall come. That's what it says in the original. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. This is the glory of the Lord's presence in the rebuilt temple of God's people. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And of course, this is Cyrus Trump's gift, which is happening now, right now, which is also the bride's reward, which is happening now. Guess what? We're there, you know? We're there. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, because the latter reign is greater than the former reign, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Is he doing that? Yeah. The deep state Khazarian throne in all the nations is falling now. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. In other words, the beast army is destroyed at the Red Sea, right? And everyone by the sword of his brother. And that was as when the nations came against Jerusalem, the bride, that they fought against one another, killed each other off, and left them alone. So God used both of those parables to say he's going to protect his bride. So in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. A signet, of course, is a sign of authority, such as a ring that was given to Mordecai and Joseph, which gave them authority. We are entitled to a Passover of these judgments. If we eat the lamb, we will have the Passover. And we know the lamb is the word of God. If we do our job and devour the word of God, we will be enabled to have a Passover of judgment, because the promises are all there. The guarantees are all there. And we just need to obviously stay repented and stay in faith and believing that what God can do in these latter days to protect us and deliver us and pass this on to the righteous, because many people have been raised in church and they don't know this. They don't know that they can be preserved through terrible times. They get fearful. Of course, fear is an invitation to the enemy, you know, especially the devil, to take advantage of you. Fear is faith in reverse. That's what it is. It's saying, come and get me, devil, you know. That's what fear does. And if you got if you get filled with the confidence that the promises give you, instead of saying that all passed away with the apostles, they're setting their people up for a destruction. And that's bad. Anybody else got something to share? Mike's got the mic. They all chicken out. Did you just, you know, after y'all leave, they all start sharing testimonies.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Sorry. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that. That the word from the Lord was saying that the World War III would start, but that wouldn't actually be the beginning exactly of the tribulation. Do you think that it'll die down and restart with the war horse of Revelation?
I think a good bit of the tribulation, there will be wars. And maybe not the same war, but I think a good bit of the tribulation will be wars. And what they're saying is this world war, what these prophecies were saying is this world war is coming at the end of this year. Now, it doesn't always look like a world war. It can get a lot worse. In other words, it's a cascade of nations deciding whose side they're on. They all want to get on the side that wins, of course, you know. But it's a run for the exit, right?
Skirmishes,
yeah. Starts with skirmishes. And we can see them now. So it's a panic. Nations do just exactly what people do. They panic. We've had other world wars, and that's what happens. People run to find out who they're going to side with, right? They start dividing up. It's a mess.
Yeah.
But it's God's mess. And he's going to get something out of it. He is good. We're going to have a revival. Amen. And we're going to have a much better listening audience. People are going to pay attention more. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, right? And once you find out that this could happen to you, you're more tempted to fear, right? Well, the wicked need to fear. They need to fear the Lord and depart from evil, as the Bible says. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. So, Father, we just pray that you get the very best out of this. We want to see an awesome revival. We want to see these people come into the kingdom all around us, everywhere, Lord. And we know you're going to give signs and wonders that are going to awe people. And some of the judgments are going to awe people too. But they'll tend to bring people to you. And we want to be ready for that, Lord. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit upon us and empowering us to be what we need to be, and that is you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Yes, sure.
It's in the beginning when you're talking about the boats or ships or something going on with ships. I was having this vision of a big, wasn't a ship, but it was like a huge yacht. It's like called a small ship or something, but and it was coming in towards towards shore. It was a sandy shore, and after about 30 feet, there was a green trees, and you know, it was starting to like a little forest or something. And anyway, this ship was this big yacht or little ship was coming towards the shore. And the water was clear at first. It was soft. It was gentle. And then all of a sudden the water started churning up really bad all around the ship, all around it. And you could tell that it was kind of like even pushing it back. And then they couldn't even see it anymore. And then the water said that stopped and it was all nice waters again. And I could just see the waters lapping up at the shore. The sandy shore was just brown sand. It wasn't white sand, and could still see all this. So I don't know what that was. I just thought, well,
I would say a yacht is a pleasure boat.
Yeah, right?
That's peace and prosperity and pleasure, so on and so forth. And it doesn't arrive, does it?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're expecting it to arrive. They are. And it's not going to be like they said. I mean, you know, when he says Trump lies, well, he may not be doing that on purpose, but it is not true what they've been saying, what they've been pushing concerning everybody having millions of dollars. The Lord would never do that. Never. I mean, if you want to have pandemonium and a lot of law breaking, so much so that you can't handle it, just give everybody millions of dollars, because it'll be Sin City everywhere. Yeah, some will do it. Some can be bought off cheaper. So, all right, saints, Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us. Pray for us. We'll pray for you.